Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path 11-2. So February for you all brings the energy of the three as well as bear energy. So I love this for you all. It's so interesting because with bears, you know, there's this very protective energy when it comes to, like, you know, bear and that mother instinct, so to speak. It's sort of this noble soul. And it's interesting. I was reading something or saw something that said that bears recognize beauty or the beauty in things, right? And it's their bears can often be observed sort of just taking in a sunset or truly enjoying, like, the finer things in life, so to speak, right? Like from a bear's perspective. But it's very interesting, and it kind of, you know, when we think about bears, we think of, like, high, you know, I don't know, like we think of, in the Northern Hemisphere, we think of bears going into, like, hibernation when it's, you know, when it's cold and, like, when things are harsh, right? When the weather's harsh, when the environment is harsh, bears go into hibernation, right? During the winter months. And they sort of pull from their resources in order to survive the harsh winter. And it's interesting because there could be something this month or this feeling this month that you kind of want or feel called to go a little bit more into hibernation and sort of be very present with self and very present with your environment. What is it, where is it, or how is it that you can create a safe, secure, grounded environment for yourself? You know, and asking for support where you can or how you can, however you can. There's definitely something here about slowing down and just taking things in and being, you know, finding your own sense of peace and harmony and balance this month, while also, because you're also working with three energy, while also honoring the polarities. So this is a really interesting dynamic, right? Because again, with bear energy, I just feel this like taking in the beauty and, like, slowing down and sort of hibernating from the harsh reality, right? The harsh reality of the winter. And doing that, whatever it is that you need to do to self-soothe at this time. But then you have sort of the opposite, well, I don't want to say opposite energy, but you have this energy of the three, and it's really the 12-3 that you're working with that's asking you to honor the polarities, because the polarities are where the change occurs. So it's almost like with this energy this month for you 11-2s, it's saying find your balance between both. Like, you know, find your peace, your harmony, your solitude, your opportunity for self-soothing. Create that for yourself. But also don't sort of try to bypass or ignore, which usually we can't ignore it, but, you know, don't, you know, try to honor, let's put it that way, honor the polarities, right? The extremes, because it's in those extremes that the wisdom comes out. It's in those extremes that the change and transformation occur. Change and transformation do not occur in those peaceful, quiet moments. Sometimes they can, but the most profound change and transformation will occur within the extremes. And that's why we have extremes. And so really with this energy, you could find that you are sort of thrown into the polarities this month. And with bear energy, first of all, it's saying you can handle whatever you're thrown into. I mean, this is bear energy. This is leadership energy. But it's also reminding you that you also have the power to find respite, to, you know, take a breather when you need to. And it's okay to do that. while also honoring what the polarities have to show you and what they can teach you. The other thing with this energy, with the 12-3, well, let me back up. Also with bear energy, there is that energy of protection. So it's a reminder that though you might not feel it or be able to physically see it, you are protected in whatever it is that you are doing, right? Whether it's through your guides, your higher self, you know, God, whatever you subscribe to. But there is an element of, you know, divine protection in whatever we do. So you're not being set up for failure, right? By being thrown into the polarities, you're not being set up for failure. If anything, it's showing you your strengths. And I know that that sounds trite and cliche, but it, you know, there's a truth to it. So you could find the polarities find you this month in a big way, but you also have what it takes to hibernate and really sink into the stillness as needed. The other thing with the 12-3 energy is that this can produce sort of like a waiting period where you're almost being put into, at times, a slower pace, right? Or hibernation mode. And the purpose of that would be to gain some kind of different perspective. Some kind of reversal is needed. And it's through that quiet pause that you're sort of able to gather your thoughts and possibly redirect, right? So you could find that, you know, there's the polarities, but then there's the respite from the polarities this month. And during that sort of quiet pause, there's an opportunity to potentially find freedom from something that's been weighing you down. Okay, so there's wisdom. I know I'm like all over the place here, but there's true wisdom in the polarities, but there's also wisdom to be found in the silence. So, you know, it all serves a greater purpose. And I think this month could be sort of like an opportunity to dance within all of the options. And you have you have everything that you need to be able to do that and to get the most out of it. Now, again, it's only for a month long, but that's a long time when it comes to change and transformation. A lot can happen in a month. I would also say with this energy that you're going to be working with this month, that's sort of all over the place, try to see things as they are, right? Like in this moment, how are they being presented? And see them as they are, not as you want them to be. That's going to be really, really important, especially as you're dealing with the polarities, right? Especially as you're sort of, you know, dealing with the polarities and then moving into the softer space of that quiet pause and kind of taking stock of what's going on and how you're feeling and et cetera, et cetera. Try to not become too idealistic or optimistic about the situation. See it for what it is. See it for how it's being presented to you. And yes, I understand that things usually there's more going on underneath the surface and there's more to the story, but you can't really always work with that. What you can work with is what's literally being presented to you by the person, by the experience, by the whatever it is, the situation. So see things as they are this month and take action from that, right? See things as they are in the moment, not as you want them to be, okay? And you'll be able to work with that energy and do something with it. Can it change in the future? Absolutely. But for now, be very present, see it for what it is, and move from that space. So a lot going on this month for you all, 11-2s, potentially. Very interesting energies and sort of all over the place. But I think there's a lot for you to extract here, a lot of wisdom to be extracted this month for you all. And if it's not directly with you, again, this is a general reading. So if there's nothing that needs to sort of come in for you in this way, it may be that you're holding space for somebody who's moving through something similar. So just kind of keep that in mind. Okay. So I hope it's a great month. I'm sure it's going to be an interesting one. But yeah, take care, 11-2s. Bye for now.